We had the All-Star game last night. Very few made more All-Star appearances than the legendary Nolan Ryan. And the Hall of Famer joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. He is, of course, now a member of the Astros front office, longtime Ranger great. Good morning, Nolan. How are you?
Well, good morning to you guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great, and I know when the All-Star game rolls around, probably...
Hold on a second. I'm going to get a napkin. I'm eating some reindeer taquitos. And spilled out. I recently went to Norway for a reindeer hunt.
Wow. That's funny. I was just there. I'm surprised I didn't see you.
Yeah, did you hunt reindeer, too?
No, but I did eat reindeer.
Yeah, they're kind of hard to find out there in the wild. They're very elusive. But I finally saw one that had a red nose, so I could pick him out from the snow.
And oh, no.
So I sent a razor-tipped arrow of justice right through his heart.
He killed Rudolph.
Field dressed him in front of some elementary school kids and that.
Oh, no.
Well, but it was good eating this morning. Leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, we wanted to talk about the All-Star game because I know when it rolls around, probably brings back a lot of great memories for you.
Well, you know, non-Georgia does bring up a lot of good memories for me. I happen to be part of a lot of All-Star games, and I always just kind of treated them as hunting trips, you know, chance to get to some new terrain and see if I could find some new berries and roots and stuff. So I'd take that free travel, you know, and play at the game and then hit a deer stand with my bow as soon as I could.
Yeah, I would think the game would be a little more exciting than that and being around great players. Did you even watch last night?
Yeah, I watched. I had a from a tree stand that I built right beside the field, so I kind of keep an eye on the game. And also, you know, when dusk come around, I'd look for deer and that.
I don't think you're going to find many in downtown San Diego.
Well, no, I came away with only 3 raccoons and 1 possum.
Okay.
But it was pretty good eating. I field dressed them in front of elementary school kids.
Why do you keep doing that?
Well, I asked myself that, too, because paying for the flights of all them elementary school kids to come watch me field dress thing is weird.
Why not just have local kids come out and watch?
That's probably a pretty good idea,
non-George. No, thanks.
Hey, it's getting pretty interesting in the American League West. Your Astros are climbing the ladder.
Yeah, and I hope my Astros, you know, are pretty good, getting pretty close to your Ranger. Your Ranger is, you know, leading right now, but I hope we overtake you all because of that one person that you have.
Who's that?
That punk-ass John Daniels.
Yeah, you don't like him, do you?
You let that go.
Now, John Daniels, to me, is pretty much American baseball ISIS to me. So I root for his failure. And one of these days, I'm going to make a drone out of some balsa wood and some palm fronds and send it to his place and take his ass out.
Oh, that is quite a threat.
Yeah, I don't say something like that.
No offense.
Okay. No offense.
And just saying.
Okay. So just saying, right. Too. So
you're
I
covered.
Guess he gets a free pass on that.
You know, I know Ruth always tells me I should forgive John Daniels, but there is no forgiveness. There's no forgiveness, and Ruth and I have been having quite a time of it lately, and a little strife in our marriage these days.
Oh, no.
Why is that?
Well, we get along really well, but there's one issue that we really disagree on. Snow monkeys.
You disagree?
Yeah, snow monkeys.
She's pro snow monkeys? And...
Well, that's the thing, is our property is overrun with these snow monkeys, and... You know, I try to kill as many as I can with my bare hands as I'm going throughout my day. And, you know, I'll be walking along a trail looking for some water or something to eat on my property. And one of them snow monkeys will jump out with a knife or something. And
oh, my God. A knife?
Jump on my back, you know, start screaming a bunch of anti-American stuff as he's trying to hit me. And, you know, I'm trying to ram him up against a tree or grab his nuts and rip him off to shove him down his monkey's throat.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, I'm just tired of them. I'm just so tired of them. And so I kill 30 or 40 a day.
Oh.
Since they're always trying to ambush me.
That's a lot.
Opened up my medicine cabinet this morning, and one jumped out at me, tried to take a box cutter to my face. And
gosh.
So, you know, but she likes to feed them. She goes out and gets puppy chow and puts it out there for them and everything. She thinks of them as pets, so we disagree on the snow monkeys a little bit.
And the snow monkey organization, I guess.
And the whole snow monkey organization.
Well, Nolan, we hope you have a good second half of the season. And
I appreciate that. And how does this thing work, the thing I'm holding? Are you inside it right now on the top part?
No,
how
we're on the other end of the line.
Explain that to you later.
Phone technology. We'll explain it next time.
All right, then.
All right, then. We'll see you. That's the fake Nolan Ryan.